the helpful stranger. Then she heard the sound again, soft footsteps behind her. A minute before, she had wished for someone to come along. Now she wanted to run, but fear held her still. The footsteps seemed close now. Then a man's voice came out of the darkness.
Is anybody there?
Polly hesitated. At last she answered, Hello, I think I'm lost. A few seconds later, a hand reached out and grasped her arm. Polly found herself staring up at the face of an old man with a beard.
Maybe I can help you. Which road do you want? He asked.
I live at 86 King Street, Polly replied.